The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Everyone Daf Tzadik Dalet, and the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Chotzer shenifritzo l'rishus ha'ra'am m'shtei ruchayseh, that there is a breach in the wall of the Chotzer on two sides. V'chein bayeh shenifritz m'shtei ruchayseh, a house that part of the wall has caved in on two of its sides. V'chein mavish nidlu kairayseh v'lechayayev, the kairo or the lechi was removed. M'tarim b'yis shabbos asurim losid lavay. Rav Yudah's shita is that Shabbos one continued carrying in the mavi, in the bayis, in the Chotzer, but not on future Shabbosays. Rav Yisya'im mutar l'isi Shabbos mutar l'osid bavai. If it were to be mutar that Shabbos, be mutar for all future Shabbosis as well. If masurin l'isi Shabbos, if we also if masurin l'osid bavai, it's also for the future Shabbosis, masurin l'isi Shabbos as well. And the Gemara explains that Rav Yisya'is machmir holds that if the walls have caved in on Shabbos, one would not be able to metaltel in the bayis in the Chotzer on Shabbos. And the Gemara says in the Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis that the reason why the Mishnah says Bayis Shnifritz Mishtei Ruchaisav is because if only one of the walls of the Bayis would have fell in, we would be able to apply the Klal of Pi Tikri Yayrd V'Saisim to be Saisim the Bayis. Here's we're introduced to a new Mechitza called Pi Tikri Yayrd V'Saisim. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Vav Amid Beis, Apipirish Rashi Shom, and the Ritva, and Erev, and Yudzayin Amid Beis explained that the concept of Pitikri Yared V'Saisim, which suffices as a Mechitza, is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a Mishayla on Shmuel, Shmuel Ad Shmuel. The Gemara brings the case of Achsadra Babika, where according to Rashi's explanation, Achsadra is an open area where there are no walls, just an overhang. Babika in a valley, Rav Amar Mutalu Taltal Bakula won't be allowed to metaltal underneath an entire Achsadra. Shmuel Amar Aim Metaltalam Ba'ela Bedal Ramas. So the Gemara asks, how could we say that Shmuel holds a Pitikri Yared V'Saisim? If we see that Shmuel holds by an Achsadra, Babika was not allowed to be metaltal only Bedal Ramas, which seems to imply that Shmuel does not hold of the concept of Pitikri Yared V'Saisim. And the Gemara says, Holy Kasha, Ki Leslele Bedalit. Where does Shmuel not hold of Pitikra, Tafke Bedalit, like we'll explain shortly? Al Bisholish Islay, he does hold the Pitikri Yared V'Saisim. We have Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the parish in the Gemara. Rashi learns that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel Bechsadra Babika is, do we say Pitikra on all four sides or just three out of the four sides? Rav holds Mutal Talta Bakula because he says we apply the concept of the Klal of Pitikri Yared V'Saisim on all four sides. And Shmuel says Eim Etaltim Be'al Abdal Ramas because he only say Pitikra on three sides, not on four sides. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, I'll pee their girsa, that ki les lei b'sholish, the girsa in the Gemara, that this Shmuel does not hold the pitikra, is only when you have three mechitzas and the fourth side is entirely open. Al barba, if you have part of the fourth mechitza, elechi, standing, then one would say pitikra according to the Shita of Shmuel. And Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh extended that according to Rav holds you say pitikra not only if the fourth side is parts b'milui entirely open, but Rav Shita would be that one says pitikra even on two sides. But even that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is, do we say pitikra only on one side, like the Shita of Shmuel, or do we say pitikra on two sides? In Halacha and Simeshin Samach Aleph, Nehemar brings down Armin and pitikra yared v'sayisim afilu b'beiz mechitzes. That if one has two mechitzas and they are attached to each other, like an L shape, then one would say pitikra yared v'saisim on even two mechitzas on the other two sides. However, if let's say one has two mechitzas, one across from the other one, and the other two sides are open, then since it's nirukim foolish based on the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yudches, then even Rav does not hold the pitikra yared v'saisim in that oifen. So, lakim dois lahalacha, the Rama paskas like the Shita, rather we say pitikra on two sides. There's a machlekes rishayim, the Rashi over here on Tzadik Dalaram base with the Ritva, in a situation where one has two good mechitzas, and the other two sides are break in a little bit, but even they need to say four pitikras. Then if you look at the picture in the Tzadik Dalaram base, we have two good mechitzas, on the Kaisel Maravi, Kaisel Deraimi. However, on the Kaisel Mizrahi, since it's indent, since there's a breach in the wall going inwards towards Kaisel Maravi, and similarly have a Kaisel Tefaini going in towards Kaisel Deraimi, so in order to say one to say Pitikra, one would have to say four Pitikras. One lowering down the Pitikra, the Kaisel Mizrahi on the Dharam side, as well as the Mizrach side, as well as the Tefainis Maravis, and the Tzafin side. So the question is, do we say Pitikra in that Eifin or not? Rashi holds we don't say Pitikra, and if Mavur and Dibrit's father, we would say Pitikra in that situation. Ulay, the Machlaikas is, in the Halach L'Meshim Yisinai, we only say Pitikra for two Mechitzas. Is the Pshat in the Halach L'Meshim Yisinai that as long as one has two good Mechitzas, one could say Pitikra to be Mashlam the necessary Mechitzas? Or no, that the Halach L'Meshim Yisinai Pitikra according to Rav is that one only says two Pitikras. One cannot say more than Pitikra, two Pitikra Yared V'Saisim. Rashi learns that one could only say two Pitikra Yared V'Saisim. Therefore, in the tier of the Gemara of Kiriyav Balachsoim, Kiriyav Barba, where over there one would need to make four Pitikras in order to be Saisim the Rishos, Rashi sheet is we do not say Pitikra Yared V'Saisim. The Ritva, however, he holds that as long as we have two proper Mechitzas, we would be able to say Pitikra Yared V'Saisim on the other two sides in order to be Mashlim, the necessary Mechitzas for this Rishos. The Chazanish points out, the Chazanish points out Simon Kuzayan that from Taisus who argues on Rashi's Pshat and Kiriyat Barba, we do not have a Hichacha that Taisus would argue on the Ritva, and therefore the Chazanish feels that Halacha one could be Meka like the Sheet of the Ritva. And as long as we have two proper mechitzas, we'll be able to say Pitikra Yared V'Saisim as many sides as we need in order to be mashlim the four mechitzas, to mashlim the mechitzas around this rishos. The Gemara, when the Gemara said to answer the sheet of Rav, the Gemara says Kiriyav Balachsein. We find the Machlekes Rashi in Taisus, and what does the words Kiriyav Balachsein mean? Rashi learns that in order to say Pitikra, we have to make sure that the Tikra itself is smooth, it's straight, as opposed to being Shippur, as opposed to being slanty. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara's Teretz of Kiriyav Balachsein. And according to Rav, we don't say Pitikra in our Mishnah, is because the Tikra, the overhang, is slanting, sloping downwards. When it's sloping downwards, we do not say Pitikra Yared V'Saisim. However, Taisus argues, and he holds that the Taitche Kiriyav Balachsein, that the entire overhang had fallen in a diagonal fashion. And therefore we don't have two mechitzas, the mechitzas on the two corners are not going to the very end with the overhang on top of it. The entire mechitzas fell in and the Karen Zavius in the corner, as well as the overhang as well. And Taisus says, in that situation you don't say Pitikra. The Machlokes Rashi and Taisus L'Chayrgaz Lushi Tosai. The Kilos Yankiv in Erevin Simin Aleph Ois Beis, he says that the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus is telling him what's the Lamdas of Pitikra Yared V'Saisim. Is the Lamdas of Pitikra Yared V'Saisim that it works like a Pesach, and that's how we're able to view as if the Rishus is closed up, or is it work as a Mechitza? The Shita of Rashi and Sukkah Davam Midbeis is when on the Gemara Hilchasul and Mechitzah, the Halacha Meshim Messina is necessary for Mechitzahs and Rishabbos. Rashi says one of the examples of Mechitzahs are Pitikra. And as I say, Mavur and the Meiri in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Aleph, and the Ritva and Yidal and Omer Aleph, and Yidayan and Midbeis, that Pitikra Yared V'Saisim works with alumnus that we view as if it closes up as a Mechitzah. However, the Sheet of Taisvis in two places on this plot, Tadik, on the Riyamaschel, Bishtei Ruchais, and Taisus Maschel Be'eser, Taisus' Shita is that Pitikra Yared V'Saisim works with the alumnus of a Pesach. And that is the Shita of the Rosh as well. They both hold that the Pitikra Yared V'Saisim works with like a Pesach. And therefore Taisus holds, just like the Gemara says, Pischa B'Karen Zavis Le'avdi and Shi, then we won't say Pitikra Yared V'Saisim on a Karen Zavis, and if we would need to lower it down in a diagonal form. That would be Sheet of Taisus. Rashi learns that Pitikra Yared V'Saisim works like a Mechitza. Therefore, according to Rashi, one would be able to say Pitikra Yared V'Saisim even if the Tikra fell in by the Karen Zavius. La'alacha the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simshin Samach Aleph, the Bayesh Shenifritz B'Karen Zavius, Shenifritz Gam Akira Shenishar Balachsein is also like the Sheet of Taisus in the Rosh. Presumably because Pitikra Yared V'Saisim works with the Lomdus of a Pesach, and a Pischa B'Karen Zavius Le'avdi Inshi. The Stibla continues that the Machlokes Rashi and Taisi L'shitasin that Pevavim and Aleph. The Gemara says that Kaira Dalad Materas Bechurva, the Gemara says. That if one has a Churva, which is an abandoned home, which is starting to fall apart, and there are still Kairas going across the top of the Churva, so the Gemara says that if the Kaira is four Tvachim wide, won't be able to metaltal in the Churva. Because it would say Pitikur Yared Vesaisim, and that would close up the Churva. Rashi Shito, where there is the Ramaschal Kaira Dalad Materas Bechurva, that the Mandamur holds. Karadal Materas Bukhurvi holds like Rabishmal, but Abyesi Dar Machitza Tluya Materas. That Machitza Tluya, where Gadiyim, where cattle can go underneath it, would still be able to be Matar the Rishos. So what in this Pitikra Hagam, it's a Machitza Tluya, nonetheless it's Matir. Taisus asks the Shaila, the Ramaschal Karadal Materas Bukhurva. Taisus in the second Shaila is, Vaid the Karadal Lemitam Machitza Tluya Materas, or like a Machitza Klaal Lemitam Pitikra. Oh, Pitikra Ashkan, Alishkach Netanoi de Pligi, we don't find the Machlaikas, we would say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. Elamayid over here, our Sigiv Karadal Materas Bechurva is not tolling the Machlaikas of Mechitza Tluya Materas or not. Zok this type, what's the Machlaikas tolling? Rashi Lishitasai. Rashi learns that the Lums of Pitikra is Midin Mechitza, and therefore Rashi is bothered that we have a Klal Mechitza Tluya is not Matir, and therefore Rashi says that the Sugi is going like Rabbi Shmuel. However, Taisus learns Lishitasai that Pitikra is not a word of Mechitza, to have a problem of mechitza shagadi and bike and bike. Rather, pitikra is a pesach, and in a pesach of ada could be open in order for the lawagdiyim to go through. Therefore, wouldn't be telling the machlaitz of mechitza tluy materas or not. Even the Rashi and Taisvis and the Stadik Dalam and Beis Gol Lishitosit of Pevov and Aleph. It's mevur also in the Hemshech Hatsugya. And after the Ahayam and Aleph also in Sukkah, that the only time we'd say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim is Davka, the Machitzas are made to enclose that area. For example, in Achsadra, where the Pitikra is made for the Achsadra, to enclose the Achsadra, to be, want to go underneath the Achsadra, be enclosed by the Achsadra, we would say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. But not to be Saisim or Shus next to it. For example, if one wants to make a Sukkah next to the Achsadra, the Gemara has a Tzaran, Tzadikayam and Aleph, they would not say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim, because of the Achsadra was not made for the Sukkah. And based on this klal, Narmashin against Moshe Chelak Alasim Kuvla Medches, when discussing the Erev in Brooklyn, he says one cannot use the train tracks as Pitikra to say that the edge of the train tracks on the top go down to make up Mechitza Kayemes in Borough Park, because since the train tracks were not made for the entire Rishus of Borough Park, entire Rishus Ram, rather just underneath itself, we're not be able to apply the klal of Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. Although we had mentioned before that Rashi learns that Kiriyav Balachsayim, that Kalsman, that the Tikra is on a slope, slanting downwards, we did not say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. And although we showed that Taisvis didn't explain the Gemara like that, however, we don't have a raya that Taisvis argues that a Pitikra that's on a slope, that we would say Pitikra. And as far as Allah is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Shin Samach Aleph writes, in order to say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim, you have to make sure that the Tikra is not Meshupa. It's not of a slant. You have to make sure that it's smooth, the Tikra. It's Meduik in the Mishneh Berurah, there's Sifkan Yadalit, that overhangs that we have, that as long as it's slanty, as long as it's smooth on the bottom, even though there is a slope to allow the rainwater to run down, but since on the bottom there is a smooth surface on the bottom, we would be able to say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. The Astaria brings down from the Ritva as well that as long as the bottom is smooth, even though the upper part is Bishipua, one would be able to say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. However, there's a Ramon, Simen Shin Mem Vav, where the Ramon writes that in a basic overhang in front of the house, although one would have three mechitzas, being the door, as well as two mechitzas on the side, and therefore one should say, one would be able to say, Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. However, the Ramon writes that we have a gzeira, that a tikra shall snay abayas, an overhang by a porch, an overhang in front of the house or back of the house, we do not rely on that to Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. The reason why it's the gzeira that since not all tikras, not all overhangs in front of the house or in back of the house have four tzachim, and since the shita of Taisus is and the Pevav Meraf and that the Ramah holds like that as well, and some Shin Samach Aleph, in order to say Pitikra, one needs the Reichav Akira needs to be Dala Tvachim. Therefore, the Ramah writes that any overhang in front of the bayis, we do not rely on that to Pitikra, it's the gzeira, and we would not be able to metaltal there. There's Rabbi Kivegan, the Agayisr on Shulchan Aruch, he brings a sheet of Taisus and that Fevavimit base, that the Pitikra is not Shavit, jagged, Molly Pigimus, we don't say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. Mishnevur doesn't seem to bring down Rabbi Kivegan, so Tarachi and Lamaisa, if one would need to be Machim like that, sheet in Taisus. He also brings down that the thickness of the Tikra has to be a thickness of a Tefach in order to say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. Although a Kaira, earlier in the Masech that we learned, does not work if it's L'malim Yasimamo, however the Bi'alacha and Simishin Samagimel, the Maschen and Nitin, that Aruch HaShulchan's opinion as well, is that Pitikra Yared Vesaisim would work even if the Tikra is L'malim Yasimamo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.